Everything litty, I love when it's hot. Turned to the city, I broke out the notch. Got some more millions that keep me a knot. I created history, it made me a lot. He tried to diss me and it ain't on Fox. We call him
Chuck. Welcome to another episode of the Youth Vibes Podcast. We have our good young adults. They sing on the choir too. I'm making it up. But you know, you used to? How was it? I didn't say what church.
Church of Praise and Worship.
Oh yeah, what did I say? I never been there.
Huntington Park.
Oh, I don't hang them there. Wait, so you still be going to church? Yes, amen. Okay, hold on. We was having a topic about single versus relationship.
You gotta introduce him.
Listen, he was hyped to let me know he went to church Huntington Park. That's what distracted me. But anywho, we got our good friends Danielle and Scooby in the building again. So we was supposed to be talking about single relationship. We don't get in there, but let's talk about church real quick. So church. Yeah, you know, church is a good thing, dude. Are you feeling like you want to get baptized and walked in the aisle, or you already did?
I never did get baptized. I don't really see that. I don't know how all that go for real yet.
Okay.
But if I look into it, I got to think about it.
Okay.
He's a smart young man.
Yeah, he's very articulate. I can't wait to listen to his rants. I want to see what's going on. You go to church over there, Miss Danielle?
I used to go to church. I need to start going back again.
Sinner,
I
go ahead. Go ahead. I was calling you a sinner.
Oh. I did get baptized when I was younger, but I do want to get rebaptized now that I'm older and I can make the decision for myself, because that was the decision that my parents made.
Makes sense. Yeah. How about you, sir? You go to church?
No.
Why you want to attend the church?
Who made up church?
Oh.
You get so crazy.
Not crass, that's real. I got real questions.
Who made him church?
That people gonna try to just throw me and try to standardize tests. Like, you don't see the answer between A and D? No. Who made it up? Like, who made up church?
Church?
Who told you to praise Jesus?
That's what I'm saying.
Who told you to praise Jesus, a person that was born 2,000 years ago when the letter J was only invented 16,000 years ago?
I'm cracking.
Oh, wow.
He's so deep. Do you believe
that? Don't call me deep, because that's disrespecting real people that's deep. This is shallow.
No, who real deep? That's deeper than
me. What I'm saying is that if you think this is deep, I don't want you near me. No. Like, this easy, this Googleable in about 3 minutes.
I'm crazy.
You could be as smart as me in 3 minutes, so I don't consider myself deep. I'm just doing
Do you believe in a higher power?
Yeah, I believe in a higher power. Absolutely.
We're supposed to be talking about relationships.
Yeah, we did get
a good question
we,
on social media.
We did get oh yeah, I was
yeah.
Let's regroup here, because we may have to go back to the social media question. But let's get to the original topic. We're sitting at the table. It's about to be Thanksgiving. We're enjoying this these decorations my mom has up. I just wanted to let y'all know. Anywho, single versus being in a relationship. So we have Scooby here, who's in a happy relationship, correct?
Yeah.
He was a little delayed, I'm not sure, but that's what he's saying. And then we have Danielle here, who is single.
Happily single.
Yes. Okay, so are you enjoying being single? How's it feeling? Feel lonely? It's wintertime. What you think?
I don't feel lonely. I mean, it is nice to, you know, have somebody to talk to, call every day. I'm not too big on titles, though. It's like if I like somebody and they like me, then we just that. Like, I don't have to call you my boyfriend. Like, if I really like you, really, really like you like that, then it is what
vibe
it is.
What is it about?
Called vibe out.
Yeah, just vibe out.
Oh, but, that's first I heard that. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
All right.
And that's, like, I'm all about energy. Like, if you like my energy, I like your energy, then if that's what you want to do, we're going to do it. But, the reason I'm happily being single, because I can focus on things that I need to actually focus on. I don't have to have somebody, like, not in my ear, but I don't have to worry about, not saying that worrying about other people's feelings are rude, but I don't have to worry about somebody's feelings like that, you know?
Right.
Like, I'm a very caring person. I care about other people's feelings, but not in that. I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, it's focused on you.
Yeah, like, I have more time to think about stuff, I don't have to, you know, worry about my boyfriend out here doing other stuff. Like, I don't have to worry about it. I could just, you know, live my life, go outside, walk outside.
Okay, so relationships can be a slight distraction.
Yes.
I think so, too, because you're just worried. I mean, not necessarily worried, but, you know, you tuned in to see something other distracting you from what you got going on.
Yeah, and I'm still young, so it's like, I don't want to, I mean, I want to settle down, but not now.
Yeah, take your time. Take your time. You know, Mr. Scooby, you're settled down, right?
Mm-hmm.
You like it? You enjoying it? Listen, we don't have the video. He does not seem enthused. But
that's his personality. He's like,
he be sure. So what? How is it? How is being a relationship? Because we single over here.
Well, first of all, I don't get distracted in relationships because I grew up on business before pleasure.
Amen.
So I'm always put business first. Mm-hmm. But when you do kind of relationships, you always got that one person that's always there to support you. So, I mean, that's a good part of
it.
Yeah. The support.
That's all I got.
That's
I'm cracking that. Do you like being in a relationship? How you fucking with him?
Who, me? Absolutely.
You like the support?
Yeah, absolutely support, just building. I think that as human beings out here, we find ourselves in vulnerable a lot. Mm. And to have somebody where you don't feel that, however small or big that space is, I think it's huge. It's major out here. Sometimes you need to unload stuff off your mind. Sometimes somebody need to unload stuff off their mind. Sometimes you need to just get away. And you don't want to get away alone. Sometimes you need somebody to check you. You need a gauge. You need a barometer. You know what I mean?
Right.
I don't think they have anything to do. I'm not going to say anything to do. I don't think that they're responsible for your happiness. I think that you should already be happy before y'all decide to. And I think that should just be manifesting.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
If you're not happy, it's never the other person's fault.
Right.
And if they doing stuff that make you unhappy, it's because you gave them the power to, like, they should have never had to. You dig what I'm saying? Like, that's something that you did wrong.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you should never give anybody that much power, that much autonomy over your happiness.
Autonomy, big word, look it up, y'all.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I enjoy it. It took me a long time to mature into one. It took me a long time to realize these things.
Right. So now you mature at 40. He's not really 40, y'all. So, school here, do you feel like you mature? Or how long you and your girl been together?
A couple months, 4 months.
Oh, that's what I say. Say, like, newlyweds. Do you y'all see marriage in your future? Or what y'all think? Nobody knows.
I mean, that's a big question. I don't know the future. But I say yes.
I have a different view on marriage.
You got a different take on it?
I have a different view on marriage.
Oh, what's your view?
I feel like marriage is a big commitment. I do want to get married, but I just feel like some people, they just get married just to do it. Because, like, I just feel like if you know that you're not going to be with this person for a long time, why make that commitment? Because it's like, it's not just ring on a finger. Like, it's more than that. It's more than just vows. Like, it's...
Yeah,
I don't really know how to explain
it's
it.
Work.
Like, that's what I'm saying. Work. Like, it's not... I feel like if you want to argue... How can I put this? I was talking to my friend recently about this, because although I am single, I've been having, like, little complications or whatever. So,
okay.
And she was telling me how she doesn't like arguing with boys because she's not married. Like, that's something she wants to do when she's married. Like, she don't want to be going back. She don't think she has to go back and forth with everybody where somebody is who is just temporary. And it made me think, like,
right.
Wow, like, that is true. Like, I feel like if you could see yourself arguing with your husband or wife over the tiniest thing, like a dish being in the sink or something. Because my mom and dad do sometimes. But I feel like stuff like that, if you can work through stuff like that, then you should be married. Because especially when people just be, they get in one argument, break up. And it's just like.
Yes, what's up with it?
Like, don't be getting married and then have one argument and get divorced. Like, you have to work, like you said, it's work. You have to work for that. You have to work up to wanting to get to that.
I feel like marriage is pointless.
Why? Out of nowhere, marriage is pointless.
Right.
Like, it's just a ring. It's literally just a ring. You could do the same thing you're doing with a girlfriend. You can break up. The only thing you can't do is break up. You gotta go through paperwork. you just being acknowledged by the That's law true. When you in marriage and everybody else because they see the ring. That's why I feel like there's no point.
Yeah, I just want the ring. I don't think I want the hard work and the marriage, you know, that walking in the aisle, but I do you want a nice ring. That's what, and that's what the route I'm going. I'm thinking I'll just propose to myself, call it a day, and just go from there. I'm not really seeing the significance. I think from experience, I don't really feel like it's good experiences around me. One, two, I feel like marriage has became a business, and it's just like,
it's always been.
I hate that it's like that. Why? Where is the genuine love? Like, why is it? Yeah. Why is it that, like, oh, I'm marrying her because she has better health benefits, mm-hmm. or I'm marrying him because he makes more money, I know I'm being taken care of. Like, where is the genuine love? Like, it's sad out here, so dirty, you know? But, you know, more power to those who's married, and you know all those good things. Because, like, even when marriage ended in divorce so much these days, it's like, I don't want to get married and get divorced because I can't handle an argument or things that, you know, we couldn't work out prior to us being even married, but mm-hmm. we took the extra step.
What do you think about, like, people who's been together for, like they've been together 18 plus years, but they never got married? Like, what do you think about that?
None of my business.
No. No, like, you're not saying, I mean, I get it, but it's just like, because technically you already married, you've been together 18 years, but then I used to think, like, why we just sitting here for 18 years, like, what's next? But, I mean, I see both sides, like, you know, like he was saying, what's the purpose? It's just, I mean, we still together. Some people be together 18 years, no title, and last longer than somebody got married in, you know, 4 years, so. Mm-hmm. I think that as I'm getting older, I'm learning that a relationship really is what the two people make it.
Right.
So, it's like, you know, say we together and we have our own rules. Like, it's no, I don't know, like, it's no disrespect, no cheating, no nothing. That works for us. But you may have somebody else who's in a relationship or they feel like it's okay to, like, step out here and there, but that works for them. Like, so I think I'm just learning that a relationship is really the two people and whatever makes y'all happy.
Right.
Because it could really drop, you know, like he said, none of our business. Like, it'll drive the rest of us crazy, but I'm like, why are they still together? She was just cheating, but what if that's cool with the other with person?
That's true. Because you never know what's going on behind closed doors.
Behind closed doors. We close those doors, it's just us. So I ain't worried about y'all. But, yeah, that should be crazy, you know. But more power to y'all that's in a relationship or whatnot like that. Do you have any, since we single, y'all have any tips? You taking tips from men.
Taking tips from
men. Y'all have any tips on, you know.
Best advice, don't take it.
Best advice, don't take advice. How about you, sir?
I follow him.
I'm cragging that. Well, he's a good person.
You gotta do it. Like, you gotta get in the game. Like, you can't. It's just like I can't. It's the same thing I was saying on the other episode. It's like you can't. This world wants people to tell them. They think it's a lesson to be learned.
I think so
like,
too.
Like after you get taught this, then I got it. There's no way I can mm-hmm. fail.
Yeah.
Like, no, bro. Like, you're still going to fail. You're still going to fall flat on your face.
That's a good
and
point.
And people still going to laugh at you. So I would rather fall flat on my face and get laughed at on my merit and not what somebody told me was going to work. Because then I'm going to really feel stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I'm going to be like, damn, I ain't even had to do that if I ain't listening to you.
Yeah. True.
But if I do what I wanted to do and people laughing at me, I don't probably ain't even going to see the laughs. Because, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? I'm following my plan, like. I could care less. Like, when you follow what somebody else did, you going to do step one and look up. Is it working? Like,
right.
Yeah.
This work for...
Then
yeah.
This. Is it working yet? Like...
And everybody different, so what works for you may not work for me.
But
so.
If you're genuinely doing you ain't even... You oblivious to everything else that's going on. Like,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, so that's why I say... I don't even say it to be funny or to be smart, but it's none of my business with two people who are together for 18 years but not married. That ain't none of my business. Why or the what the why who what why what that ain't none of my business. And all is none of mine. Like,
I understand where you're coming
from. I be tuned in. Just to see what's going on. What can I chat about, you know? You know? So we just wanna do a quick episode. You know how we started off in church. But you know, stay tuned for our church episode because it's gonna get sweating in here.
I'm not gonna be here.
Yeah,
he's
crazy.
I'm not gonna be here.
We gonna get school back to talk about the church on Huntington Park that he was freaking hyped to talk about. So we gonna go from there. But no, we want to thank them definitely for coming in talking about being single versus relationship. Maybe if you hear from him again, maybe she'll be in a relationship and he may be single. You never know. So again, y'all want to shout out y'all social medias. People follow y'all, you know, business page. Ladies first.
Oh my God. You guys can follow my positivity page at positivity.revolves.
Go off.
You can find me on Instagram at Scoobyland, 2 D's at the end.
You know, tune into their pages. Get into what they doing. We got positivity and we got some music going on. So, we appreciate y'all for tuning in and coming back to chill with us.